Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today, because if we got an exciting show for you, we've got an exciting show for you. So listen up, folks. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies, and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have the every kind of magnificent, wonderful organic formulation you could ever conceive of and not even conceive of. The herbals, the vitamins, the nutrients, the proteins, it's all there at Alive and Well with terrific prices. And also, we have our hand-in-hand connection with the magnificent, organic, fabulous broth cafe at Alive and Well. Broth, again, I've said it before, say it again, broad spectrum. The word broth covers all the wonderful organic foods, whether you're vegan or vegetarian, or you want wild fish, or you want organic chicken, meat, whatever. All of these choices are there for you. And in addition, at the Broth Cafe every single day, and we are so grateful to the local organic Maui farmers. We have the wonderful organic produce brought into us every day and all that, and we have a very high concentration juicer, so many of them are, all the vegetable juices, etc., are squeezed there, but only in glass and never in plastic, but also all the variety of vegetables and the salads and in the dishes, you name it. You got it all there. It's all there. It's organic. It's fabulous at Alive and Well. And talk about all of that, the bubblies and the heavenly bubblies, the heavenly bubblies.
I don't have heavenly bubblies.
You told me when you married me you had heavenly bubblies.
Well, that was there.
That was a lot of years ago.
And you still say
to me, I still feel heavenly bubblies.
Yes, I
say
that.
Then keep on saying
it.
You don't have a day off from this, right, Gary? He has to keep saying heavenly bubblies.
Yes, dear.
Okay,
yes,
besides the heavenly bubblies that you feel for me and the fact that we always wanted to go to the top of the Himalayan mountains on our last trip on the planet, we were going to go up there and climb.
But I can't climb that hill anymore.
We can't. But tell me, what do we have at Alive and Well that exemplifies
we
that?
We have the big
Vortex water.
And we're not all wet with saying that, folks. Vortex water is quite unique in that it reestablishes the vortex whirly-girly thing that's going on in the machine, reconstitutes water as it is
originally
designed to be.
That's exactly.
It's not sitting around in a pipe someplace forever. But the vortex machine reactivates the hydrogen and the oxygen by the oscillations of the water before it goes into the glass container that you're bringing to fill up to take home.
And remember Otto Warburg.
Dr.
Otto Warburg got the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1938 for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. It was proven.
That again, please.
Okay.
Let me hear what dear. Let me hear what Otto had to say. The exact quote.
This is what Otto said, but he said it in a different language, I think. Okay. But anyway, it was 1938. Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize in Medicine. That's the highest award on the planet, for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. That was proven and supported in many doctors after that. These two parameters of the high oxygen and nitrogen concentration,
hydrogen,
are positively supported in vortex water, maximized oxygen content, and the pH is about 7.8. All of the different backgrounds are known, and it gives structure to the water, the vortex, detoxification, they have a lot of background for that, cell availability, saves energy, it just goes on and on.
And if you have any kind of sensibility with your palate, if you have the palate pleasures of earlier in life, if you're aware of what your palate's messages is sending to your central nervous system, you will taste the difference when you taste the vortex water.
Oh, what a difference.
It is alive and well.
Oh, it's unreal. Every time I taste it, plants love it too. Here, you put a little plant in the house and whoop, ah! Everything blows. They all say the same thing. It's all terrific.
I love that water.
It is really terrific, all of the wonderful things. And let us start by saying Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be doctors. Don't put people on medications or take them off doctor's area. We just share information. That's what we do. And, you know, you can sit down and talk to us. You can have a consultation. And, again, there's never a charge. You can call the 877-4950. You can call, never a charge. But we love to share information about what holistically minded, and even if they're not, they found out about nutrients in clinical trials. So we're going to be sharing information reported by doctors, reported by doctors, reported by doctors, okay? That's what we're sharing here with you.
And that's what we do in a one-on-one consultation. If you want to talk with us, you want to sit down and see what natural possibilities are available. We're not the encyclopedia of natural health, but we've been doing this for 60 years, and we have been living this lifestyle for 60 years. So whenever you have a question you might have, if we can be of any help whatsoever, please give a call, set up a day you want to come in, and we're there 6 days a week, so right. We find a time for you.
Well, this is top news. This is, I accidentally turning on the top news television show, okay? And here's this big time doctor, and he comes out and says this. Had no idea what he was going to say. He was interviewed this week on the news television, and he said, this is a verbatim statement of exactly what he said. Quote, this year, more than 400 deaths were caused by the COVID vaccine.
That's this year. Now, when did he say that? A month ago?
He just said it today.
Today, okay.
Yesterday.
October, whatever it is, 400 people have died.
More than 400 deaths, that's proven, were caused, outright proven. Many others, but these were the outright proven.
Not by COVID.
Were caused by the COVID vaccine. And he then said, as a follow-up, the death of these people was not caused by COVID vaccine, by COVID the disease. It was caused by the vaccine. The death was not caused, this is an exact quote verbatim, not caused by COVID. It was caused by the vaccines, said the doctor.
Okay.
And then,
This is not an unusual occurrence.
No.
You know, there is an organization called the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Is there such a thing as an adverse event with a vaccine? Uh-huh. That's why they formed this title, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. But what happens when you report the vaccine adverse event? Sometimes it becomes noted, sometimes it's lost information. What happened during the COVID debacle? They lost a lot of adverse event reports about the vaccine killing people. The vaccine killed people. The vaccine, as this doctor says, continues to kill people.
Huge numbers. Okay? Huge numbers. Those are established outright deaths. And many others are not even reported.
And governments around the state governments around the country, the U.S., are mandating that everybody gets a vaccine.
Unbelievable.
Still doing that.
Unbelievable.
And the government of Hawaii has mandated that all vaccines must be taken. Ooh, my goodness. Suddenly the government knows more than science.
Unbelievable.
But they say you must, or the one you're going to suffer some kind of adverse government activity in your life if you don't get the vaccines.
And here's another top doctor, also right at the came in October, in his October statements that he came out. And it's Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, really top doctor, all kinds of background, and he does everything based on clinical trials, okay? Based on medical clinical trials, okay? And here he says, and he's giving a report here in this October issue, more problems with the COVID vaccine. And here, this is verbatim, every word that he has written down in the Blaylock report. Dr. Mike Yadin, a former chief scientific officer for the Pfizer Pharmaceuticals division in England. Pfizer is the drug company.
Major.
Recently wrote that the COVID vaccine was poorly designed. This is the top expert. Basically not tested for side effects and its safety and effectiveness were lied about. This is, quote, by the drug's promoters in the mainstream media and government. He says that all the people in vaccine development knew this from the beginning. Unbelievable. It seems that almost daily, says the doctor, we are seeing scientific reports concerning new damages associated with these injections. For instance, says the doctor, a study that appeared in the journal Frontiers in Cellular and Infection Microbiology demonstrated that these vaccines, listen, trigger dangerous immune and blood abnormalities within 48 hours of being injected into previously healthy young adults. Young. Even in people who do not demonstrate initial symptoms, these injections essentially destroy the immune system, resulting in infections and blood coagulation abnormalities, promote rapid cancer growth and metastasized cancer. Within 24 hours, the researchers observed increased inflammation, increased blood clotting, and a decrease in immunity.
And death from heart attacks.
That's right. Can you see where this says this study right here? Can you read the rest of that? This study.
Okay, this study. Okay. Take your finger away.
Thank you.
Now I can read it. This study is important because it explains the mechanism behind myocarditis and sudden, often fatal, blood clots and immune suppression caused by the COVID injection.
Now, the myocarditis is inflammation of the heart muscle, and it's a deadly cause of, death. Mm-hmm. Inflammation of the heart muscle.
And the incidence of young adults, 14 years old isn't quite an adult, but many people in their teen years.
That's right.
After taking the Fauci miracle, the COVID vaccine, died of a heart attack.
That's right.
People of 25 years of age die of a heart attack.
That's right.
Why is that? Because of just what this article is saying.
That's right. And then they go on to say here in this same article by Dr. Blalock reporting this, another medical study published in the journal Current Molecular Medicine found that these injections, these COVID injections, were associated with changes in bone marrow, the source of many blood cell malignancies, that's cancer, within weeks of being administered. These are metabolic changes that are not seen in unvaccinated leukemia patients. Only leukemia patients who were vaccinated indicated a far worse prognosis and resistance to treatments. Still, says the doctor, establishment oncology, that's cancer associations, have recommended the COVID vaccine be given to all cancer patients. This is despite the appearance of very rapid growing cancer in vaccinated patients.
And it isn't just the COVID vaccine, folks.
It's all vaccines.
Doing any research, do some research. Look up Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. It isn't all true because they edit whatever they publish. But the history of vaccines is loaded with vaccine deaths. They don't talk about that. Every vaccine is lauded as the answer to all kinds of terrible, terrible negative health conditions. But they kill thousands of people every year.
That's right.
Did you know that, sudden infant death syndrome.
That's right. They even talk about
that. How many people can
that?
Remember? What years was that, honey? Sudden infant death syndrome. It's faded away because they lie about it. Children don't die of that anymore. Because the sudden infant death syndrome was this. You have a young child, and you're told by the authorities, the vaccine authorities, the medical geniuses, and the know-it-all bureaucrats in the government, that you've got to vaccinate that child by the time it's 6 months old.
Unbelievable.
So you vaccinate the child by the time it's 6 months old, and what happens? Too many times, children die. But the death is a mysterious death because they give it the title sudden infant death syndrome.
Yes.
What is that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, each one of those children who died suddenly when they were brought home, infants, 6 months old, died from
right.
what? the vaccine.
And he goes
on. But they never told you that.
No, and he goes on to say, right, you're absolutely right.
The mystery was, why do they die? Why do they die? Why do they die? Yeah. Well, nobody ever knew, except the vaccine manufacturers, knew exactly what was happening.
And here's a chief scientific officer who worked with them. He said that they never tested anything and that they lied about everything.
Absolutely.
And Dr. Breillat goes on to report that he recently wrote a scientific paper explaining how the COVID injections are causing many of the neurological problems, that's nerve, we are now seeing in people who received them. My article, that's the doctor reporting, not Mona, confirmed significant microglia activation in patients suffering from dementia after being given COVID infections. The COVID-19 patients demonstrated this microglial activation on pathologic examination of their brain. The brainstem, the hippocampus, the cortex, different, okay, from Alzheimer's. Based on the known data, with vaccination, the spike protein produced by the injections enters the brain, as well as the vessels and organs of the body, and with signs of inflammation in the brainstem and hippocampus, a much faster course of dementia, which indeed is being seen. And the doctor then says, this is Dr. Blaylock reporting, I have repeatedly called for microglial activation scanning of people who received COVID vaccine, but this has been ignored, okay? Until recently, with autism spectrum disorders in little children, in the case of autism, researchers found exactly what I said, the doctor says, they would find upon the scan. Extensive microglial activation of the autistic brain. Because that the connection between these vaccines and autism in children.
Mm, right, right.
So again, all of these different things about what these vaccines done. And what did we hear, dear? Because I'd let us talk, because it stays with me forever. Because he's not known as a holistic doctor, but he appears just all the time on the top news shows. He's a very famous medical doctor, right? Just straightforward, you know. Yeah. And yet he was saying when the COVID was at its top and you saw every single day about the reports, he would get on there and say, I have told people not to look to vaccines. I have said, you need an immune system that will fight off not only the COVID, but every kind of infection.
Can I tell you the sequence of events as I watch it on television?
Go right ahead.
Watching the evening news, and the announcer, the host of this evening news program says, very uptight about COVID. This was 5-6 years ago when COVID was just coming, okay? COVID is coming. And this guy was talking, we're going to die. We have no defense against it. There is no immune system can withstand it. COVID is here, and it's been killing thousands of people in the Orient, and it's coming across the Pacific Ocean. It's going to invade America any day now, and we're going to die. But Dr. Siegel is here, and maybe he can give us some points, some information. Well, that's quite an introduction. So I waited till the commercial was over, and Dr. Siegel did appear. And the announcer went into the same litany that he did before the commercial, with the panic and the panic and the panic. And all of a sudden, Siegel spoke up, very rudely interrupted this guy, says, listen, listen. Well, that made me listen. I perked up my ears and I listened to what he had to say. And here's what the doctor said. This guy I'd seen on television a million times. He's a drug head doctor. Everything is drugs, drug, 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 more drugs, more drugs. This time he said, listen, we are created with an innate immune function. Huh? Said the announcer. What do you mean? We're created with this ability to defend ourselves. How would I do that? Listen, you take quercetin. What's quercetin? I don't know. Quercetin is a natural anti-inflammatory. Yes. It's a lung decongestant. It's an antiviral. You take the quercetin with the vitamin C. And the vitamin C is an antiviral, an immune booster, a natural killer cell creator. and you take with vitamin D3 and zinc, and you
And you got the NAC. He spoke always, he said, you have to take the NAC because it prevents the death of the alveoli in the lungs.
Right, you
and
are.
And it eliminates abnormal excessive mucus congestion. It was his number one player.
And you create the ability to defend yourself. You have the ability to create killers of viruses and bacteria and yeast and fungus and mold and all the pathogens in life that are trying to kill you. You kill them with your innate, God-given innate function
over
of
and
immune
over.
Function.
He said it, and he came on just about every day saying this. And when he was even talking about one of the things he was talking about with the NAC, eliminating abnormal excessive mucus congestion in the lungs, he says, one of the things that is most fearful about pneumonia, other diseases, COVID, et cetera, is it causes the death of the breathing cells in the lungs. And he says alveoli, A-L-V-E-O-L-I. He says the NAC prevents the death of the alveoli.
As does the vitamin C, the quercetin.
Which is part of the plant. It's part of the plant thing. It is no synthetic chemical or anything like that. And it was huge for me as a asthmatic and life and death asthmatic child.
And the vitamin D3 and the
immune
zinc.
Immune system,
and
absolutely.
And those combinations of nutrients, which used to be in our food, but the chemical industry has taken over the food industry, the food nutrient value of foods by adding all the chemicals and flavorings and junk that they put in the food, and the pesticides and herbicides and fungicides, all of which we are designed to eat according to them, okay? Anyhow, the body, it can restore itself, rejuvenate
totally.
Itself,
totally.
Renew itself, and protect you by doing what? Getting back to the very basic fact of nutrition. We eat to derive nutrients from the foods we put in our mouth. We chew the foods and swallow the foods, and the immune function of those components in the foods creates immunity to prevent disease from overriding us and overwhelming us and killing us by the thousands. You can, say holistic physicians, create your immune function, as says Dr. I forgot his name.
Dr. Siegel.
Dr.
Mark Siegel.
Pardon.
Right.
Dr. Siegel says you have the innate function of defending yourself.
That's right.
If you feed yourself.
That's right.
And that's what Dennis and Mona are all about for
that's
the past
right.
60 years, is to help you recognize that food is more than just flavor and color and texture and chemicals and industrial strength stuff mm-hmm. they put in all your food.
Yes. And you know, one of the things that Dr. Blaylock makes is such an important point. Oncologists, he's talking here about cancer doctors, turned to poisoning cancer cells, chemotherapy, in the hope that it would destroy cancer before killing the patient. It was not successful. He says traditional chemotherapy was not selective. It damaged normal cells and especially the immune system, which is the primary weapon the body uses to fight cancer.
There you go.
Just what you were talking about for fighting all disease.
Whatever the condition is, your body is designed. The God-given capabilities of creation has given us the ability to defend ourselves if we don't poison ourselves.
That's right.
If we don't neutralize the natural killer cell activity by eating real food. And right. that's what you get at Alive and Well. And you get, if you want to get the quercetin vitamin C bioflavonoid combination, that's one we feature at Alive and Well.
And NAC.
And the NAC, and the D and the
vitamin
Z.
D3.
Those are all available at Alive and Well. And again, folks, you see so many commercials on television about rush to this place and pick up the right away, rush over there and get it quick, we got it quick. Nutrients build health. And the Alive and Well brand of nutrients, whatever the product is, are designed by holistic physicians. Huh? Really?
Right.
Yeah. And they are true to the doctor's formulations and the highest quality of raw materials and ingredients that there is anywhere in this world.
No, and
the
I,
Alive and right. Well is the top quality doctor formulated products.
And here's where Dr. Blalock has such a background, it's unbelievable. He's talking here, and this just came out. He's talking here about this is very important to do, and then I'm going to have you go into it even further, Dan. But he says here, this is, I'm quoting right now that came out from Dr. Russell Blalock, MD. All cancer is driven by inflammation. In fact, inflammation plays a major role in all stages of cancer development and progression. Radiation, he says, and chemotherapy are both inflammatory and convert normal tissues into cancerous ones.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. It's also well documented, says the doctor, that chemotherapy induces a secondary and even tertiary cancer of a new type following treatment, different cancers than the one for which treatment was initiated. This is never discussed with the patient before the treatment, says the doctor. Dormant cancer cells can settle almost anywhere in the body, where they might remain dormant, that's like taking a sleep, for years or even a lifetime, but they're activated by anything that triggers inflammation, including chemotherapy and radiation.
Mamma mia.
And so there he is saying it better than anybody can, and I want you, you know, here...
Inflammation, as so many other, as so much of medical science says over and over and over, inflammation is the startup, is the creator of all. Can you spell all in capital letters? A-L-L. All disease.
All disease. And
all,
right. Go ahead.
Is created by fire. Fire is another word for inflammation. Inflammation of a cell. A cell is so tiny you can't see it unless it's under a microscope. But the excess heat from inflammation, from the adverse effect of all the chemicals and the trash that the pharmaceutical industry puts into our bodies, the inflammation created therein kills the cell. How many cells does it take to die before you finally have another adverse event? Well, it happens every day. How does it happen? But there are natural inflammatories. And that's what holistic physicians get at. That's what they point to all the time. Natural anti-inflammatories. Anti-inflammatories are the fire department. They put out the fire. They put out the heat. They put out the smoldering negative activities going on. It's going to burst into flames and destroy cells in your body.
And then, you know, and remember, too, that even Dr. Gary Small, MD, writing about how inflammation also attacks brain health.
Absolutely. Everything.
He says
every disease in the world
right.
is created by chronic inflammation.
And he makes the point, just as you're saying, that even though, in quoting him, even though the presence of brain amyloid partly defines Alzheimer's, it's not clear whether its accumulation causes the disease or is a result of another underlying abnormality. Research shows age-related brain abnormalities such as inflammation and oxidative stress contribute to the cognitive impairments associated with Alzheimer's. And he goes on saying that he became very interested in the mind health and brain inflammation when he led a National Institute of Health study that tested anti-inflammatory drugs, whether they benefited age-related memory decline. And then he went on to say, unfortunately, all the anti-inflammatory drugs lead to many side effects. In fact, other studies have shown that these anti-inflammatory drugs worsen memory function in patients, especially with the more advanced cognitive decline dementia. Now, can you talk about anti-inflammatories and the safe way?
And there is a safe way.
Right.
It's, if you remember, have you heard of curcumin? Have you ever heard the word curcumin? What is curcumin? Well, curcumin is a natural anti-inflammatory. It doesn't kill anything. It puts out the fire. It puts out the chronic inflammation, which destroys your brain, or your eyes, or your heart, or your little toe, or your knees. All of it is chronic inflammation. Is it a cure-all? I can't say that because I've never heard a doctor say it, so I'm not going to say it. But what I can say is that curcumin in the right formulations, curcumin is difficult to absorb. So what the holistic physician who designs the Alive and Well products designed a product with curcumin, but he put digestive enzymes with it. Digestive enzymes which do what? Help digest it and absorb it and deliver it to every cell in your anatomy. Curcumin, anti-inflammatory. Miracle, miracle, say the doctors. And it has the digestive enzymes, and it has a delivery system called piperine. Piperine guarantees absorption because curcumin is not easy to absorb. So by using piperine, it absorbs beautifully. It helps to get the curcumin into your bloodstream, into your cells, individual cell, the cell which you cannot see, the cell which comes alive like a night full of stars and moon and beautiful evening, nighttime sky, is in every cell in your body if it's under a microscope, but you can't see it. It isn't even there to your naked eye. But the curcumin and the piperine and the enzymes all are absorbed beautifully and efficiently, and they put out the fire. Put out the fire. We should have called the product Fire Department, because it puts out the inflammation. And all disease is created by what? Chronic inflammation. So, by using the curcumin, let me read you this article. Have you ever heard of golden milk? Golden milk is part of Indian culture for centuries. It's an Ayurvedic drink that is traditionally made with turmeric, ginger, cinnamon, honey, and your choice of a milk. Some recipes even call for black pepper and nutmeg or other spices to enhance the flavor and to boost the absorption. Well, here's where golden milk comes into the picture. Here's where curcumin comes in the picture. The signature golden hue comes from turmeric. Turmeric is a rhizome native to Southeastern Asia that's been long used as traditional medicine. Turmeric possesses an earthy, slightly citrusy taste that blends beautifully with the spices in the golden milk. However, turmeric contains the substance called curcumin, which is the active ingredient in turmeric. The active ingredient in turmeric is curcumin. But the curcumin is very small quantity and amount, and it's very difficult to absorb by itself in the turmeric. So curcumin is the star player in the golden milk recipe. This is the active ingredient in turmeric, and is known for its potent anti-inflammatory, put out the fire, antioxidant effects. While it's not highly bioavailable on its own, adding the piperine, which contains increases the absorption by up to 2,000%.
That's so, right. That is a very important point, and that's exactly why Pain Power is so terrific.
Absolutely.
Because it's based on all of that great knowledge and all the nutrients that have been shown, and including the enzymes like natokinase, et cetera, that eat up inflammation throughout the body, and there's no allergen in it. No animal, no allergen, no chemicals, no anything like
no
that.
Chemicals, no chemicals. No,
and even
and no flavoring.
The ancient, wonderful, the old Mother Mary, the frankincense sorts of that, you know.
Okay. And the piperine absorbs Boswellia. The curcumin by 2,000%
better. That's right.
Better.
That has been proven.
And curcumin has been shown promise in reducing pain.
That's right.
Associated with arthritis and post-surgical recovery. Why? Because it puts out the fire.
Puts out the fire without hurting you and any kind of damage. There's zero side effects, only benefits
and
in every conceivable way.
It also
way.
Helps to regenerate the damaged tissue by promoting angiogenesis,
right.
Which is what? Well, angiogenesis is the formation of
new
blood vessels.
Yes, I was going to say,
okay?
That's right. New blood vessels, new tissue, bringing life back. Not destroying, just like he was talking about how these drugs actually destroy things. But this brings back life and proven, you know? And even the ancient Boswellia that was used for centuries and centuries is part of the Pain Power, which is the old wise men formula for, you know, given.
Curcumin is a popular traditional remedy for colds and flu and general immune support and anti-inflammatory.
And can we talk about something else too right
now?
What do I know about outer space? I love the moon because my name was based, Mona was based on the moon, you know, the moon child and everything else.
That's why you affect me the way you do.
I think that's right. You get mooning.
Tell you what I get.
Yeah, go ahead, get me.
I get moonstruck.
Moonstruck. Terrific, I love it, that's right.
That's what I
and
am.
I think when I was young, a man came in and told me, do you know what your name means in ancient Indian? I said, no. He says, Mona, what your name means? He says, moon over the rushing stream.
Yeah.
Moon over the rushing stream. I love that. He just came in. I was, you know, in a little eating a little lunch, you know, before I kind of got together with you, you know, at the American Shakespeare Festival.
Yeah.
And went to eat. No, that's what your name means, you know. And he had an Indian background.
Are you going to give us a Shakespearean soliloquy now?
I'm not going to quite say that, but I am going to say that I always was fascinated, and one of the things was the NASA, the National Association of State of Space, you know, NASA, NASA.
Okay.
The
National Aeronautics Space Association.
That's right, exactly. And their leading thing that they give, they call it rocket fuel for the brain. They give their astronauts this one nutrient that comes from space dust, you know, the plants and all of that. More reports about this. And Dr. Al Sears, M.D. And it's called pyroloquinoloquinone, PQQ.
Pyroloquinoline quinone.
And he calls it 5,000 times more efficient in sustaining energy production than anything else known. So it is such a powerful energy production. And that's why the NASA calls it rocket fuel for the brain and gives their astronauts.
Okay.
And Dr. Sears explains, this great discovery is so powerful. It can multiply, I'll let you talk about this in a second, but let's quote him. It can multiply your mitochondria by 55% in just a few weeks. That's the equivalent, says the doctor, of restoring decades, that's many, 10 years, of lost brain power. Quote, this exciting nutrient called PQQ,
pyroloquinoline quinone.
Is the living force behind a revolution in anti-aging. This has the power to reverse age-related memory losses that you may have thought were beyond your control. And science, he says, confirms the many benefits of PQQ. The medical journal Biochemical Pharmacology reports that PQQ is up to 5,000 times more efficient in sustaining energy production than any other antioxidant.
Because it creates new cells.
That's why I wanted you to talk about it, but this is such a fabulous coming out about PQQ, Dr. Al Sears, MD.
Yeah.
Go on.
Well, pyroloquinoline quinone is, again, folks, I've said this several times and you may not want to hear it again, but I'm going to say it again. So listen up. Indulge me, okay? PQQ revitalizes, renews, restores, creates new mitochondria. And mitochondria, as you've heard me say ad nauseum, mitochondria are the mighty little organelles, if you will, components in every cell in your body, which creates life in that cell, energy in that cell. Your body creates that. Every cell is invisible, as I've said a million times. And under a microscope, every cell becomes the most glorious looking night sky, star-studded, moon-filled sky in the world. Because it is a magical miracle that goes on in every cell in your body. Individually, and it's microscopic, you can't see it, but say a heart cell has, the heart muscle cell has all the cells, each individual invisible cell has 5,000 invisible mitochondria. They're only visible under a high power microscope. But those mitochondria create energy for the one little cell. You put all of those little cells together into an 8.5-ounce piece of meat and stick it in the middle of your chest. It's called a heart. And that heart pumps blood and nutrients throughout your entire anatomy every second of your life. Count to five. That's 5 seconds. Your heart has just beat 5 times. If you climb a flight of stairs, it beats 10 times. If you run around the block or on a 5-mile athletic event, it's beating its heart out for you. And the mitochondria are what allows that heart muscle to perform as a muscle. It is a muscle which beats and pumps all the nutrients and life throughout every other cell in your body. The neurons in the brain. Every neuron in the brain, invisible by itself, but under a microscope, that neuron reveals that it contains 10,000 invisible mitochondria. And those mitochondria give you the cognitive ability to function, to read, to interact, to be alive. And it controls every function in your body. Your brain, the mitochondria. Well, the pyridoquinoline quinone restores, rejuvenates, renews new mitochondria. The mitochondria wear out just like a muscle wears out. But the restorative value of PQQ is found in brain power. Brain power is loaded with pyridoquinoline quinone. And that restores the mitochondria content of every invisible cell in your brain. And it contains alpha-lipoic acid, which is a major, major anti-inflammatory and a cell rejuvenator in
That's
itself.
That's right. And nerve regenerator. Leading thing
every
there.
Cell.
And another thing that's very important to realize, which is why we have the consciousness in this area too. It's one thing to get a PQQ combination that gives you a few milligrams and something else to give the optimal 10 times that amount of the most terrific, the kind of thing that NASA uses. That's what you get at Alive and Well.
I couldn't have said it better.
You're actually admitting that I said it better than you could have said it?
Of course.
Okay, get to the back of the line, kid. I'm taking over the mic, okay? But that is what is so important.
Well, there are other PQQ products in the market. They give you 4 milligrams. Without the alpha-lipoic acid, or they might give you a big potency of 10 milligrams without the alpha-lipoic acid. The Alive and Well formula, created by holistic physicians, gives you 40 milligrams of pyridoquinoline quinone, along with alpha-lipoic acid, which is a major antioxidant and, again, a cell rejuvenator. It is a miracle combination which does what? Restores the nerves, the function of your brain. Of your brain, and subsequently, your eyes, and your heart, and every cell in your body. But primarily the brain, the central nervous system.
That's right. And you know, you're absolutely right. And it's wonderful. We get incredible reports from it. It's absolutely amazing. And how would NASA not know? Would they not know? And it's completely natural and completely safe and has zero side effects.
Well, what's amazing, and what is equally amazing, a unique little feature in this story, is that when the astronauts were on the moon, they took back samples of the dust of moon dust or whatever it is on the surface of the moon, and they brought it back to America, and they found out that it contained this substance called, and they named it pyridoquinoline quinone.
That's right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Space dust, okay?
Space dust.
But here's something that's equally amazing. On further examination, they found that pyridoquinoline quinone is on the Earth as well.
That's right.
It isn't just moon dust.
That's right. So it's Mona's not just up there in the moon. Mona's here on the Earth as well. I'm just saying I'm a secondary player there. Okay.
Your number
up
one
on the moon, but also here and there.
You're number one in my book.
Moona. Okay. And, you know, it's just absolutely incredible. People just love it, and it's wonderful. And would NASA not be plotting it if it weren't so effective for their astronauts? And they're the ones that called it rocket fuel for the brain.
Yeah.
They're the ones that caused that. And, you know, it's amazing because we talk about nutrients, but always there's new discoveries all the time. And here they're talking, because I know this kind of hits you when you get a little bit older there, like, or maybe a lot older like I am. But again, this was again reported in Newsmax and all, and they're talking about vitamin C, and when you get the right forms, like you were saying with the quercetin, et cetera, very high potency. Yeah. Vitamin C promotes skin regeneration. I knew about the collagen connection.
Every cell regeneration.
Yeah, but vitamin C, say the doctors here, in the stimulates the production and turnover of keratinocytes, the cells that form the skin's protective outer barrier. The findings were published in the Medical Journal of Investigative Dermatology, showing that vitamin C is especially beneficial for older adults or individuals with damaged or thinning skin. It enhances the skin's natural regenerative capacity. I didn't quite realize that. I knew about the collagen connection there, but I wasn't quite seeing that. And then they go on to talk about here that ultra-processed foods cause overeating. And they talk here. Now, you have to hear how huge this study was. Eating ultra-processed foods high in chemicals and additives cause changes in the brain that lead to overeating. Researchers at the University of Helsinki examined brain images of 30,000 people and found that those with diets containing high amounts of ultra-processed foods had changes in brain structure linked to overeating, quote, says the doctors. Given the growing body of evidence, reducing these ultra-processed foods intake and strengthening regulatory standards in food manufacturing would be crucial steps to ensuring better public health outcomes, says medical researcher.
Which just supports everything that holistic physicians and naturalists have been saying since we were kids. Chemicals kill.
Chemicals kill.
Kill your brain. They destroy your eyes, your immune function.
Yes.
Your heart.
Yes.
The liver becomes toxic. Everything becomes toxic in your body. But eating the purest foods you can find, taking the right nutrients in generous amounts, not the minimum daily requirement. If you look at you don't see this heading on a vitamin label anymore, but the MDR, minimum daily requirement, used to be part of a vitamin label. You see the name of the vitamin, then dot, 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 and so many milligrams, then dot, dot, that says the MDR. Well, MDR stood for minimum daily requirement, but they've replaced that. Because nobody wants to do the minimum. Nobody wants to be, you don't work for the minimum wage. You don't give the minimum in anything you do in your life if you're interested in it. In your relationship with your children, with your job, whatever it might be. You give the optimal amount of energy and concentration and duty. Well, with feeding yourself, you have the concentration, the duty to feed yourself optimally. So they've replaced the minimum daily requirement with a heading called the recommended daily allowance. The recommended daily allowance quantities are the same as the old minimum daily requirement, but they've changed the name. So you don't want the minimum, you want an optimum. And when you get a vitamin from Alive and Well, you're getting the optimum level. We're not cheating you with the minimum. A minimum is just enough to keep you standing and breathing. The optimum is to give you active concentration and dedication to whatever your relationship is with your family or your job or your life. So come to Alive and Well. Use the Alive and Well products. They're the highest quality, doctor-formulated, and they are by holistic physicians, not drug doctors.
And right, and again, you know, we it used to be kind of a joke, but it's not a joke. We take it very seriously. We are the Fanatic Organics. The organic across the boards, the great prices, and it's wonderful, and the interaction with the local organic farmers, et cetera, and so forth, and keeping away from the things that hurt and bringing back life, because we've experienced that and seen it so many times. The testimonials are endless to what nutrients can do. And remember, too, that, you know, you can listen. We are the longest-running radio show in Maui history, and you can hear us. It's new each week, but it is repeated three times. 3 p.m. on Mondays, and then it's repeated 5 p.m. on Saturdays, and it is repeated 8 a.m. on Sundays. So let's say it again. 3 p.m. Mondays, it's repeated 5 p.m. Saturdays, and 8 a.m. on Sundays. Okay, so you're hearing for all the... And we're giving you information, okay? We're giving you that information as we freely give you. When you want to sit down and talk with us, there's never a charge, never has been, never will be, but it's very comfy, it's lovely, it's wonderful to be there, and we share information with you. That's what we do. But make a call, 877-4950, set up a time so that we're one-on-one.
Whoever and we share the information from holistic physicians.
That's exactly
and
right.
From medical science.
Yeah, and you can always
not
call.
Medical promotion.
Call the number and set it again. We can have your delivery. You can have all the food ready for you at the wonderful Broth Cafe. Take out, give your family and your loved ones and the ones that come to visit the great and wondrous healthy foods that we have there. Already made beautiful smoothies like you can't even believe, organic smoothies. That's part of that too. All of that is there at Alive and Well. And we are there. Alive and Well is there for you in every conceivable manner, okay? And maybe we're not dancing with you. I would, but, you know, Dennis is not as willing to do that.
Dennis has very big shoes.
Dennis has big shoes, mm-hmm. But they look good on your feet, but we want to see you. You got to have, you know, a little bit wiggle around because dancing is very good. It's also very, very excellent for you.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, just one more time. That
optimum health is alive and well in Kahului. Aloha.